All right, folks, the East End Report is sponsored by Silly Lily, the complete ultra-safe outdoor boating rental facility. It's located at beautiful bayfront scenery at Adelaide Avenue, East Mauritius. Fishing, charter, sailing lessons, boat, sailboat, kayak, paddleboard rentals. It is all there for the taking at the great Silly Lily. Robert DePiro with the East End Report. Sir, how are you?
Good morning, Jay. How are you doing? We got the Yankees and the Red Sox. We got a bull that's still missing.
Yeah. I mean, listen, when the great Joe Jackalone can't figure it out, I don't know who can corral this thing. You know, as far as the Yanks, Brooks Kreisky, I'd rather have Brooks Koepka in there. I mean, come four wild pitches. Are you kidding me? Is that the best we could do? And, you know, it's interesting. You got the world's greatest, at one time at least, Aroldis Chapman, but because of his workload. I mean, the guy couldn't come in and figure it out, had to get a few outs. You're not going to bring in Chapman? I mean, you know what it is? We baby these guys to the point where they're used to being babied, and therefore they don't expect to come in a game. Not like the old days. It's just unbelievable. That was a tough one last night. That's a game you got to win. You're up 3-1 in the ninth like that, you got to win it. Or, yeah, 3-1 in the eighth, you got to win the game. You got to win the game. It's an important game. Listen, every game the Yanks play is an important game right now because they're so far behind. And, you know, and that's a tough one. Tough loss. Very tough.
They've had a bit of a bad season so far.
The Islanders schedule out November 20th. The Flames, nice little five-week road trip to start. Nothing like 5 weeks on the road, you know, going to about 12 cities, wherever the heck it is.
Prepare for the new facility to.
So we'll take a look at that. Oh. That's going to be interesting. A lot of stuff going on, my friend. What's the latest?
Yeah,
where we
could pretty much jump all over the place here, Jay. At this point, we know about the Santa Mauritius Lyle shooting. As Joe mentioned, you know, gangs and things that are going on in the city have a way of spilling out onto Long Island. And you had that the other day. You had like a black Mercedes. An argument with four men were inside the vehicle, and two of the men got out and basically just started shooting at each other. Handguns were recovered. The two of the men were found outside in the parking lot. One was critical, and one was brought to, I think, to Stony Brook. And the two other occupants, I think, tried to speed away before they ended up hitting, the car actually overturned. So one of them, again, like I said, is in critical condition. The firearms were belonging to Miguel Copeland, 20 years old of Middle Island, and DeAndre Simmons of Wyandanch, charged with criminal possession of a weapon. So again, yeah, like you mentioned before, this all happened in the afternoon. Kind of shades of New York City, where you got shootings going on in broad daylight right now, which is kind of, absurd when you think about it.
Some of the stuff that's happened in Times Square over the last couple of months. Broad daylight on a Saturday or a Sunday. 4 o'clock in the afternoon, cinema riches. I mean, it's unreal. This is what's going on. And like I said to Joe, you know, it's getting brazen beyond belief. And you're hearing all of this stuff across the country. We have always lauded our law enforcement here. And listen, you know, there's just a lot of violence, and it spills over, and this is what, you know, you could expect. So, Nassau County has had its share, and now Suffolk County, you're seeing a couple of things here. So it is what it is. But, you know, some tough times here, no question about it. What else is going on?
Well, we'll go to the Sugar Leaf Hill situation. We know about that. The sacred graves, protection houses have been built. The Indian Nation has been protesting it. However, the deal has been now struck where it will be remaining as a sacred burial ground. The Peconic Land Trust, Jay, closed on that deal. It was a $5.6 million purchase. And I think on the 4.5-acre parcel, it's owned by the Napa family, mm-hmm. and Southampton Town is going to spend $5.3 million for development rights, and that leaves $300,000 short. Now, where does the $300,000 come up? The new guy in town, you know, working on behalf of the Indian Nation, Pink Floyd's Roger Waters, contributing $300,000, and that'll take care of that 7,000 square foot. There's a house at 7,000 square feet on the property. I'm sorry.
Okay. Roger Waters, you know, listen, Roger Waters has been instrumental for the nation, especially, you know, we talked way back regarding those billboards on Sunrise Highway, billboards on Sunrise. You know, he's fighting for the nation, you know, and that's what it is. They've got a pretty good guy in the corner there. He's not letting up, so that'll be interesting as far as what's happening in and around there. But they got a friend, no question, with Pink Floyd's lead guy back in the day in Roger Waters there. So it's an interesting situation there. What else is going on?
Well, you have the situation over in Southampton Village, where Police Chief Thomas Cummings is now going to retire. That has been a little bit of a contentious issue with the mayor of Southampton, and as we well know, the Southampton Village Police. There's always been rumors that the department would be disbanded by the current mayor, even though he says that that is definitely not the case. But Thomas Cummings basically earning $441,945 last year. This is according to village documents, with a base pay of over $263,000, Jay. Now, what's kind of interesting about this is, you know, that village police get paid more than bigger municipalities. Southampton Village has about 3,300, right, with 30 sworn officers. And Cummings actually makes more than NYPD Commissioner Dermot Shea. Now, they haven't had any kind of murder, really, since 2008. There were no reported homicides, robberies, rapes, aggravated assaults. Really just had like two car thefts, one burglary. So, but he will leave with a massive compensation package, including about $86,000, $256,000 in retirement, $31,000 extra vacation, and basically something called $4,000 line item called cleaning, clothing, and college.
Now, listen, no surprise with those numbers. The city guys have always been shortchanged. We know that. Listen, the numbers are high, but, you know, you expect that. That's what it is here on Long Island, no question. Rob DePiro, East End Report. What about the, did we talk about the cameras yet, the security cameras installed downtown?
No, we did not talk about that yet. And that comes by way of a press conference with Supervisor Democratic candidate Catherine Kent, and also Councilwoman Evelyn Hobson Womack. Now, you have two sides to this whole deal. I think you have the Grangeville Park situation, which is the wires are there, but they're not, you know, they're not connected. She's charging, how come it's been basically almost 2 years? Railroad Avenue security cameras are actually up and running, though. Now, the problem comes with Optimum Cable, and this is what Police Chief David Hegemiller is mentioning, also Riverhead Supervisor Yvette Aguiar. When you had the pandemic, and then you have to, that delays everything, and then when you also have to have Optimum come in to, you know, you have to work with them. So it isn't just like a straight-up situation. So it's basically, it sounds more like it's kind of politics at this point. You know, Catherine Kent is going to be running for supervisor. So, you know, you look to see if it's been 2 years, you know, you have to figure out, you know, well, how come it isn't up and running? And on the other hand, Riverhead Supervisor Yvette Aguiar is maintaining that there's more to it than meets the eye because of the, you know, you have to work, like I said, with Cablevision.
The town has already allocated some money here, right, for this project?
The money has been allocated for, I think, really a couple of years now at this point. So, you know.
Yeah. I mean, they laid out $160,000 already. So, you know, listen, it's a project that has to get going. You know, there's no question. Rob, with the East End stuff, what about this bypass in Hampton Bays?
What I was going to mention was Optimum LT says it will have the connections installed by July 30th. So that hopefully that situation will be straightened out by then.
It will. Bypass Hampton Bays. Residents don't want this, right? What's the latest?
Well, what would happen is the situation would call for an extension that goes down past the old closed-down diner, and there's a lot of opposition to it because when you bring more roads, what inevitably happens is you bring more traffic. So a lot of community members kind of voiced their opinion about the new proposed street in Hampton Bays. It would be a potential bypass to Hampton to Main Street. Southampton Town Supervisor Jay Schneiderman is calling for the addition or the creation of a task force charged with finding ways to keep cars moving on the South Fork. Now, in the immediate future, he's directing Police Chief Steven Skrinecki to talk to county and state officials to reconfigure traffic light at key intersections because traffic is kind of a mess out east, Jay. What this would do is this would be a road that goes south and then run along Good Ground Road because you get kind of the gridlock over at the basically where the diner is in that area. So
listen, it's a problem. You know, when it spills over into the residential areas, that's when it becomes a big issue there. So they got to figure this out. Listen, there's been gridlock there for how long now? You know, it's been in forever. So, you know, they got to make some adjustments. Do we know anything more about the woman who was found, I guess, in a vehicle? It was a submerged vehicle, and it happened at Iron Pier Beach, and it happened a while ago, right? But end of June, right around there. Do we know anything more about that situation?
Yeah, they did identify her as of right now, a Port Jefferson woman named Kathleen Minogue. For some reason, drove her car off Iron Pier Beach in Jamesport, and they only just mentioned her name just the other day. Police are asking any info, Riverhead Town Police, to contact them at 631-727-4000. All the calls, will be kept confidential. And if you remember last year, someone else actually drove their car off of, I think, the ramp over at Roanoke, Roanoke Landing, up over in the Riverhead area, and I don't know. That sounds like a thing, a craze right now. I have no idea. Hey Jay, things kind of getting back to normal up in Jamesport. You had the Jamesport Fire Department. It brings 40 fire departments from all over Long Island. And you'll know the day of the parade because the traffic always gets tied up there, but it's a really cool festival. It's a really cool parade night that they do with all the fire trucks. And their carnival kicked off that Tuesday night, and that is right where South Jamesport Avenue meets Main Street. And I think also Sag Harbor is now announcing that their Harbor Fest will be returning on September 27th. So that's also a good piece of news. And as well, I think we talked about everything that's going to be opening up. You have like a Prince tribute band tonight on the Great Lawn across on the West Hampton Beach Performing Arts Center over in West Hampton Beach.
Festival coming up. When is that? August 17th, right? That's just the one. It's not the usual Polish festival area. They're going to have it in the hall, right? Is it on? The festival is what, the 17th? Is that what it is?
It's going to be the 17th. It's going to be right over, right in front of the Polish Hall. It's really just going to be on the grounds of the Polish Hall. So I think we mentioned that it was too late to get everything going, to get everything in place. So Polish Hall took the bull by the horns, by the way, and they said, hey, we can salvage this. We could make one day out of it. And it'll just be their own event. And,
all right.
One more thing, Jay. Southampton Town Board votes to hold a public hearing on the fact that 140 acres worth of land at the Bideaway in West Hampton. They'll sell those 111 acres to the town. They do own quite a bit of property over there, and basically, it's really mostly wooded more than anything else. I think like about 140 acres deemed underutilized. And they've been looking at this situation really going back for like 2 or 3 years now. So you might actually have Bideaway's property be sold to the town, either be preserved or developed. But the CPF will fund, well, probably it's a Pine Barrens purchase of it. It'll probably, remain as is.
Hmm. All righty. We'll keep an eye on things as well as that bull. And Rob will be right on that bull, I am sure, covering this stuff.
Yeah, that's
right?
Still a crazy story that no one has been able to find that yet.
Which is unbelievable. And the thing weighs 1,500 pounds. I mean, I can't. Maybe, what they ought to do is you got to figure out. Now, they've done aerial looks and everything. I would imagine they're thinking drones. Joe suggested maybe a tranquilizer of some. You got to spot the thing, right? And you got to assure
Barnes
the
Road
thing.
Is where it was first spotted up there near that area. I guess it was on its way to a meat factory, correct?
Yeah.
Barnes Road has a lot of houses on it. There's a lot of traffic.
Hello,
on it.
Farm.
So it's almost amazing.
But I think you also have to put up some signage for this bull to assure him, Barney, that the slaughterhouse does not await him anymore. You know, he's going to go to a nice sanctuary in the Garden State and live the rest of his days. I think you got to bring in either a psychologist and really get that message out there that good things await you, okay? You're not going to be carved up, a Muslim tradition, sacrifice, whatever it is. I think that's the biggest worry right now. I think if we can assure this bull that everything is going to be fine, he's going to live happily ever after his days, nice sanctuary in Jersey, off the Garden State Parkway, it's going to be nice. I think if you assure him, things will be fine. Maybe, I don't know. I think you got to get the message out there, So we await, my friend. Hey, Rob's report, sponsored by Silly Lily, the fishing station, is located right at the majestic Bayview of Adelaide Avenue, East Mauritius. Come dine in their delicious lobster. Have you had the lobster rolls yet? Big time. Lobster rolls, and let their professional staff get you going for a family fun day online. Call 631-878-0247, 878-0247.
Oh,
you can book online, sillylily.com. What's that, sir?
One last story. A pedestrian struck by a train in Bridgehampton yesterday at around 1 p.m. It kind of disrupted train service out there. The pedestrian was walking along the tracks. As of yet, no one knows why that person would have been in the vicinity of the railroad tracks. But this just came through over 27 East, that this happened sometime around 1 p.m. yesterday, I believe it happened that. So you already have a gridlock out there, then you have a situation with the pedestrian and the train.
Yeah, it's not good. Never a good deal regarding somebody on the tracks, car on the tracks. We've had so many of those stories. Rob, good stuff. SillyLily.com. Once again, the number, folks. You can book everything, all the paddle boards and kayaks and everything else, sailboats. It's really a fantastic place. SillyLily.com. You can go on the website. You can make a phone call also during business hours, 631-878-0247. And book your vehicle there on the water. Good stuff there. Sir, great weekend. And we'll talk to you during the week.
If the Yankees rebound tonight, let's see if they can salvage what's left of this season at this point.
Yeah, I don't want to see Brooks Koepka anymore trying to close out a game. He's had his, come on, 4 wild pitches. It's a good thing I didn't stay awake for that. I probably would not have slept. These games are keeping me up anyway. But, man, I'll tell you, to read about that this morning is unbelievable that the Yanks blew that game. They had it. They had the 3-1 lead, and they blew the game. You got to take that first game. But tonight you've got, what's his name? Garrett, right? Garrett Cole. So that hopefully will be a bit of retribution there. Great weekend. And we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week, Jay.
There you go, the great Rob DePiro, folks. You know, listen, baseball, you know, with the Yanks and Mets, it's been fun. It's been fun. But the Yanks, you know, this stretch of games, we told you about it after the All-Star break.